Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve Odell.
Yeah, that's right. From Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'm Steve Odell.
And from San Antonio, Texas, a cool San Antonio, Texas today, by the way.
Ooh.
I'm Lori Twitchell.
And it's warm in Grand Rapids. Go figure.
What's warm?
Well, 40.
That's funny, because it's like 38 here and it's cold.
Weird. Well, actually, I think it's starting to cool down. Yesterday, it was it was like mid to upper 40s. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather. We're here to talk about the hit family radio drama Down Gilead Lane.
Woohoo!
Welcome. Yes, woohoo is right. Welcome back to the the Coleraine Connection.
2008.
Yes, that's right.
Our first podcast of the new year.
So how was your Christmas and New Year's?
My Christmas and New Year's was very, very good. You know, we are a military family, so mm-hmm. We usually don't live anywhere near any family. We do have friends here, of course, but that usually means that Christmases are quiet days spent here at home with our kids, and that is absolutely fine with us because our kids are only little for a short time.
Yep, that's true.
So, and we got a Wii.
Yep, so did we.
Isn't that cool? And, you know, here's your geek moment of the Down Gilead Lane podcast, the Coleraine
yes.
Connection. Steve and I were messaging each other through our
yep.
Wiis on Christmas Day.
yes. When will there be the Down Gilead Lane game for the Wii system? That's what I want to know.
We could have Mike playing football.
I know.
We could have, I don't know. Who else would do what?
You know, they've got those singing games and the microphone and stuff.
Oh, they do, our musical rendition
so
of
we
Down
could
Gilead
have,
Lane.
Yeah, you could be Maya singing in the musical or something.
There you go.
Okay, but enough about the Wii and the musical episode. What do we have coming up today on today's podcast, Lori?
Well, we have some very huge, exciting stuff. Some things that Steve and
yes,
I are
true.
Both very excited about. First, we're going to talk, I believe, a little bit about the two holiday specials that we just had, Table Talk and Putting the Christmas Back in Hope. See what
That's right.
you, the fans, thought. Did they measure up? Did you like them? Were they classics? And what happened
We
with
will
those?
Be definitely recapping those new episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is the one I'm excited about, an interview with the new Justin.
Woo-hoo.
That's right. That is coming up on today's podcast.
Yes, and we even in that interview had the chance to ask him questions that, again, you know, we're all about you, the fans, but we
uh-huh.
wanted to make sure that people had their chance to ask our new actor what he, you know, all the questions they wanted to know about stepping into the role and what he did to prepare for it. So, and that was yeah. a really interesting interview. I thought it was great.
Right.
So we definitely
yeah,
want you guys to stay tuned for that.
Just bullet points, Lori. Just bullet points. This is the preview. This is what's coming up.
You're going to include that in the podcast, aren't you?
Yes,
You're
I might.
You're not going to edit that. What else are we going to talk about, Steve?
And then we've also got listener comments, listener mail, just other observations from our listeners from the message boards.
Uh-huh.
And
news, latest news. We've got updates on the Fairlight situation, when the new season will be starting, and what is the next thing that people can expect from DGL.
All that right around the corner. So let's get started with talking about, I guess it would be Table Talk.
Yes, Table Talk, the Thanksgiving special that was written by Mr. John Fornoff.
Yay!
And we were very, very excited to have that.
That was a fun episode, just because it sort of took us out of Coleraine, took us
mm-hmm.
Off Gilead Lane, and put our beloved characters into a different scenario.
Exactly. In fact, on the message boards, Joy to the World said what she heard of the program was excellent, and having the Morrisons help out at the shelter was cool. This person really, really enjoyed hearing each of the Morrisons try and reach out to people who many would consider unreachable.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what Jesus is all about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Getting out there and letting people make their own decision, not just assume that they are gonna say no to God, but actually, you know, put the question to them.
Yeah, so, and this was a very highly, highly reviewed episode. Even Dave, one of our super moderators at the message board, said, it's one of my favorite episodes from this year. It moved quickly and told a very important lesson very well. It also said the music and sound effects were also very, very good.
Cool. Well, Cal will be happy to hear that. I believe Cal did the sound design on that particular episode.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we talked a little bit about, actually during my, I guess, what did I call it? My director's commentary or something?
Yes.
That we put into the Best Christmas on Record, Kevin Yan. He returned as Mr. Gonzalez and did a fine job on that episode, Table Talk.
Very good. Yeah, there were some wonderful comments on Mr. Gonzalez's character. So that was very, very good, very well reviewed, and it
yep.
kept the way paved and excited for putting the Christmas back in hope. I wrote that episode, I titled it, and I get it messed up every now and then, but putting the Christmas back in hope, which was, I think, a really good episode. I mean, I know I wrote it, but I...
You know what? Other people think that too, Lori. It's not just you. I for one...
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, it was a great episode, and it's getting more and more difficult as time goes on to come up with original story ideas for a Christmas special, you know, mm-hmm. because this will be, what, our fifth?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? One, two,
Well, I keep coming up with ideas, but they're not very liked ideas, so I don't know how we'll do with those. But it is, and we need to keep everybody happy. And I was just excited that we were able to reference an earlier Christmas special from Down Gilead Lane.
Right, without, like, you know, stealing it or rehashing same plot ideas, we were able to stay consistent and say, yes, these are traditions
yes.
that the Morrisons have been doing, you know, all along.
And it was a really good episode for helping to bring Hope into the Morrison family. We learned a little bit more about Hope and her past.
Yep.
Her past that we don't know a lot about.
Right.
And it really seemed to be a very exciting episode to a lot of people. They enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, one of the other big, big things that happened in this episode was the premiere of our new actor playing Justin.
And it was really kind of cool because, you know, we had the old and the new. Well, that's not quite accurate. But, you know, when Justin left the series temporarily, that was when we brought Hope in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were a number of reasons for both of those decisions. But, you know, we felt like we needed another young character brought back, you know, into the cast. Because, you know, we like having young listeners. So we wanted somebody there that young listeners could relate to. And that's really what brought Hope in. But she, in a sense, was, just because of the timing of things, sort of a replacement, you know, as far as just filling that spot
mm-hmm.
of Justin. So this was kind of cool because we were able to then connect those two characters, you know, and have them relate kind of on an emotional level in that particular scene, you know, where Hope sort of opens up a little bit to Justin. And then at the end, as we know, Justin then took some of what she said to heart. And because he is a caring, empathetic person,
mm-hmm.
you know, he was able to really reach out to her in a way that nobody else in the family had thought to do.
So whereas, you know, some people might have thought that she was a replacement for Justin, this episode really underscored the fact that there is a special bond between the two of them because of that timing.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. Yes. So, I mean, it was just really great storytelling there, especially at the end. And I think it was Dave, wasn't it, who said that the end of the episode was especially touching for him.
Yes. And Daniel R. called it a tearjerker. He said he doesn't usually
right.
cry very easily, but the ending really was a tearjerker. And, you know, I appreciate the ending. I think my favorite part of writing this, and I actually did get very emotional while I was writing it, was the idea that Hope believed she had to do something in order to get the Morrisons' love. That in order to get Christmas presents and Christmas stuff, she was going to have to do stuff. And she didn't buy presents for anybody else. And she didn't go out on a limb. And to be given that gift without having to do anything for it, that is the true significance of God's grace to us.
Right. I mean, that's the gospel right there.
Yes, because we have not had to do anything.
And that's what makes it a gift.
And it is so phenomenal to have that kind of message given to, you know, I know it's a character, but to show somebody very easily, you don't have to do anything to get our love. We love you no matter what.
And that is a reflection of what God's done for us in the greatest gift, which is Jesus. And I just thought it was a great reminder, especially at Christmas, where everybody is all about thinking gifts, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we could kind of play off that idea of gifts that are, you know, unmerited. And that's what makes them gifts. So anyway, good job. That was great. But speaking of Justin and his debut episode, I'm talking, of course, about Curtis, who is now the actor who plays Justin. And we, a little bit earlier today, had a chance to sit down and talk with him and share some of the questions and things that you, our listeners and fans, wanted to know. And so let's take a listen to that interview right now. We are excited to be here today with Kurt Fowler. He is the new voice of the character Justin Morrison on Down Gilead Lane.
Woohoo!
And we just wanted to, we wanted to just kind of get to know him a little bit better and let our listeners get to know him a little better, because everybody's excited to have Justin back, and everybody thinks that he did a great job in the Christmas special. So we just wanted to kind of encourage him with that, talk a little bit about him and his life, and just get to know him. So, Lori, you have some questions that people on the message boards wanted to know, right?
I do. I posted on the message board the other day asking what the fans had to say to our new actor who plays Justin. And just, you know, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be here. Yeah. I enjoyed your writing of the episode, and it was really great.
Well, thank you.
It's a good experience.
It was a lot of fun writing for Justin again. I know that he is a very beloved character on Gilead, and it's very nice to have a voice for him again.
Well, it's nice to be that voice. Thank you.
Very cool. Well, we have a lot of questions. Like, I posted this kind of late, and people just popped in right away, very excited to ask you about yourself and everything. The biggest question that everyone seems to have is, how did you hear about Down Gilead Lane?
Well, actually, Lori Heckman is a close friend of mine from church, and she knew I was involved in acting, and she's come and seen a couple of theater productions I've been in and have been involved with in different ways. And she told me about it and actually just wrote me an email, and I showed up for the audition and went from there, auditioned and tried my best, and I guess it was a good fit for the voice of Justin.
I would say it was a very good fit, because I think you nailed Justin very well. And our fans did, too. They're all wondering what you did to study and learn the role of Justin Morrison.
Well, I think it's always a little overwhelming when you go into a position where there's already an established voice of something and an actor that has already had his own personal take of what that person would be and their interpretation of how it is. So I just tried to go with you know, listening to what has happened to Justin in the past and some of the problems that he's had, but at the same time giving it my own voice and my own take of what the character would be, and just doing my best with the gifts that God has given me, and just going in with a fresh look, but at the same time keeping in mind what Justin has gone through in the recent past, and coming back into the family and into a new environment.
That's very cool. Well, I think that you did, as I said, I think you did a great job, and I was excited to be able to have Justin back for this season's Christmas special. And
hey, Lori.
Yeah.
Hi. I just got to stick my 2 cents in here. Just remembering when Kurt came in and auditioned initially, he hadn't heard Justin, or at least it seems like I remember he said he hadn't had the chance to listen to Down Gilead Lane at that point. So I just kind of gave him a real quick profile on the Justin character. And he read the script, and like I just felt like he nailed it. Like, just from that little description, he totally got the vibe of Justin. That was really cool. It was at that point, after, you know, having a few auditions, you know, hearing a couple other potential Justins, I was like, thank you, God. I think we've got the person. And it's really,
I think
really
you actually
cool
called me
then.
And told me that, too.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's very
anyway,
exciting.
So just a credit to Kurt's acting skills.
Yes, and you mentioned that you had a background in theater. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah. I actually currently run a children's theater in the Grand Rapids area here, and it's a lot of fun. I work with kids and direct shows and run a lot of the business aspects of it. And I've been involved in shows since I was 4 through church, and just, you know, doing a lot of different shows. So I've been involved with some college theater, and all through high school did a lot of theater, and just have enjoyed that. And, you know, it's hard to find things that have true family values where you can really showcase your talents in a Christian way and, you know, really glorify God with through the arts. And so that's why we have been doing that in our area here. And I think Children's Bible Hour fits so well with that. And I was really excited to be involved.
That is very cool. Next time that I come up to Grand Rapids to visit, am I allowed to come over and visit you too?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's cool. Now, have you ever done any other radio dramas?
No, this was my first radio drama, and it was going into the studio and everything and not being able to act with your face and your arms and, you know, portray emotions in that way just through your voice. It was challenging, and it seemed like I couldn't get into the groove of it until a little bit later, until, you know, we had taken it so many times. So
that's pretty common, though.
Yeah, it was a fun new experience, and I think as I get used to acting in that way, it'll hopefully get even better.
Very, very cool. Well, did you have anything that you wanted to say to our fans or anything? I mean, not to put pressure on you because we didn't talk about this beforehand, so.
Right. I guess I would just say thank you so much for listening, and thank you for receiving a new voice to Justin, because I know that can be difficult when you go into it expecting a certain voice and you're used to a certain character, and hopefully they will get used to my voice and see that as Justin again. So
I don't think that's going to be a problem. You got some pretty high kudos on the boards already.
Right.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Hey, Lori, real quick, can you just give a quick shout-out to the message boards folks who submitted some of those questions?
Yeah, we had some awesome questions for Kurt from Invisible Ninja, and like I said, Saved by Grace thinks that you did an excellent job, and she actually says here he fits the bill very well, in my opinion. And Daniel R. said that having you involved in the podcast is going to make it very exciting, which, you know, Steve and I are always involved, so it's got to be somewhat exciting. And Commander Colton was very, very excited. In fact, Commander Colton wanted to know if you're anything like Justin or if your personality is different at all.
Well, I actually had my whole family listen to the show, and they said, well, that's so funny. It's kind of like you, you know? And I've always grown up sort of I have two other brothers, and out of the three of us, I was kind of the bookworm, and I know that is from the same as Justin, so yeah. I always grew up reading a lot and being interested in asking questions and inquisitive and things like that, so I think there are some similarities, yeah.
Very cool.
Which always helps when you're acting a part.
Yes, yeah. It does. Definitely so. So, very cool. Well, that actually covered most of the questions that we'd already received and everything I wanted to ask, too. The kids already asked most of the questions I was going to ask you. So,
awesome.
Steve, how about you?
Well, it was just great to get to know Curtis a little bit better, and he's got to run. He's a busy guy, so we can't keep him too long. But this was a great segment for this podcast, sort of a in-between-the-seasons podcast. So, thank you for helping us out with this feature today, and we'll see you next time you show up on Down Gilead Lane.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep. That was a lot of fun. It was really great getting to know him, wasn't it?
It was. It was really nice. And, you know, Steve and I both talked about this after we had done the interview and finished it up. We both feel really strongly he has really taken on the mantle of Justin very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that he's just going to grow into it fantastically. And, you know, this coming season, we're going to be able to, because of his presence, have more episodes with Justin involved. So I know that'll make everybody very happy.
Right. All right. So let's move now to opening up the mailbag. And, of course, you know what that always means when we open up the mailbag, right?
I need to do some weird sound effect, and I have all these things running through my head, but
oh, I'll take care of the sound effects.
Okay. Well, let Steve do the sound effect.
You have a haiku, right?
I do. Riston posted a haiku way back in November. And
we haven't used it?
We have not used it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get to it. Here we go with the gong. Take it away, Lord.
I don't think we've used it. But anyway, we're going to use it again. The male buried Steve. Lori couldn't help either. She was buried too.
Oh, wow. I don't know what to think of that.
There's also another great haiku in here. We'll just do a two for one today.
Oh, Should I roll the music again?
Sure, roll the music again. We'll do this one too, because we have a CBH newbie who has also posted a haiku here too.
And what is the name of that message board person?
Ithilien.
Okay, for Ithilien, here we go.
Steve hates musicals, but Lori's started to scheme. I hope she succeeds. So do I.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. First off, I'm going to pull this out of the figurative mailbag, because this is actually a listener comment on the comment line. Yes, that's right. Somebody called us, as we're always encouraging you to do, to ask us questions.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and listen to what she has to say.
Hi, this is Angela from Small Town Colorado, and I'm just curious how the Coloring Connection Funcast is actually recorded. I don't know if that's been mentioned in past podcasts, and I just haven't been listening close enough, but I'm just wondering how that is done with one of you in San Antonio and the other in Grand Rapids. I'd also like to say major kudos to both of you. It is really nice to get a glimpse of what goes on behind the scenes. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Angela. Boy, that was really nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think that was a really good question, because I don't remember if we've discussed this or not. We just kind of made the magic happen.
Well, it's kind of a, you know, it's sort of a trade secret. I'm kind of reluctant to, you know, put it out there, because, you know, I feel like I should probably patent the way that we record
the
podcast.
I know, because we're so good at it.
That's right. To make it sound like we're actually sitting in the same room, and yet to be in two different states thousands of miles away. I don't know. Is it thousands? I don't know. Anyway, a long ways away from each other.
Too far to shout.
Yes, true. I actually have a piece of equipment here which can put a, like a little bend, like a warp in the fabric of space-time. maybe you've heard it referred to as a wormhole. It's kind of like that. No, that's not true.
You should patent that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, here it is. This is the high-tech answer to how Lori and I record the podcast. I know you're going to hear this and go, oh.
Well, that's kind of boring.
But here it is. I call Lori on the phone, just a regular old phone, and she answers. And we talk about what we're going to do today in the podcast. And then Lori has this little program on her computer and a microphone connected to her computer, and she starts recording. And I've got, a computer here that records as well with a microphone connected to it, and I start recording on my end. And then, here's the key, everyone. Lori holds her phone up to her microphone, and I yell 3, 2, 1. So
I'm going to pay Terry to video that someday, too.
Yeah, that would be fun. We could do a little video podcast of Steve yelling 3, 2, 1 into the phone. And anyway, so we've got me saying 3, 2, 1 on both our systems. And then when we get done, Lori exports what she's recorded as a WAV file. Yep. And she uploads it to an FTP site, which is a file transfer protocol. It's a you know, computer server.
It's a computer techie geeky thing.
She puts it on the internet, basically. And then once it's there, I grab it and I bring it down off the internet and put it onto my system, and I match up me saying 3, 2, 1 on my end and me saying 3, 2, 1 through the phone on her end, and that puts us in sync, so we're synchronized, and that makes us sound like we're actually in the same place at the same time.
So the long story short on that is that we record two ends of a phone conversation and mix them together.
Yep. That is how we do it. So there you go, Angela.
So now you know, and everybody's going, wow. I don't know if people are going, wow, that's really cool and that's awesome, or if people are going, wow, that's kind of boring. But
yeah, I think people are probably saying, I can make my own podcast with my cousin in another state.
You just have to credit Lori and Steve.
That's right. Using the Steve and Lori method of podcasting. Anyway, what else do we have as far as emails or message board messages and questions and comments?
Well, I have kind of a shout out, kind of a message. I have, everybody's going to have to hold on really tight for this, but there is another message board that I go to every now and then. And somebody that I have been there for a very long time, that I've known and hung out with over there for forever and talked with them, I have suddenly just discovered that they are a huge fan of Down Gillian Lane and have just signed up at the DGL message boards. So I need to give a big shout out to DGL Fan 21, who knew me in sort of other real life before I became a DGL writer.
How about that? Cool. Well, hey, how you doing there, DGL fan 21? Good to have you here.
Who is a huge Roger fan, by the way.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Roger being the actor who plays John Morrison.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Cool.
So.
All right. So anything else? Any other kind of interesting comments or shout outs or anything
well,
like that?
Well, right now, one of the things that I wanted to make sure to let people know is if you're having kind of a between season lull and you miss your Down Gilead Lane and you need a Down Gilead Lane, you know, some sort of injection of excitement into your life, at the message boards right now, there is an official season 10 speculation and ideas thread. So you might want to go and check that out and be able to talk with other fans about what you think might be happening in the upcoming season.
Season 10 ideas and speculation?
Yes.
All right, cool.
And they're not my ideas and they're not my speculation.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always fun to talk with other fans about what they think might happen. You might get some really neat ideas.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Cool. All right. Well,
let's talk about season 10.
Let's go ahead and just, what kind of speculation do you have?
Oh, you see, that could be really dangerous. Because, you know, as this podcast is being recorded, I'm currently in the middle of 2 episodes of season 10 that I'm writing.
Wow. You're writing 2 episodes right now.
5 and 6.
So does that mean that at some point during season 10, we're going to have a two-parter?
I believe 5 and 6 are going to be somehow interconnected in some way.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? We're going to go outside coloring for that, and it's not going to be to another country.
Okay. Enough said. Don't give any more away.
Steve is the spoiler phobe, and I'm the one who just wants to tell you everything that we're going to do.
That's right. I'm the spoiler police.
Yes. But and there is a lot of speculation on when the new episodes might be airing. We also have a pre-season 10 episode, right? We think.
Well, we've talked a little bit. I think I mentioned on the blog there, I think I mentioned something about a Valentine's Day special that we wrote and recorded. And I don't know if it's going to make it to the air just because of our issues with our editing system, Fairlight. And I also wrote about that on the blog.
It's somewhat out of our hands at this point.
It is out of our hands right now. We were planning to do upgrades to the system, which basically it means that we have 3 workstations, 3 editors, but they're all connected to a central hub or a server, which is a big, powerful computer, which our entire sound effects library lives on. It's all stored on that server. So all 3 of the workstations can always access our sound effects library. So we had to send it away. We were able to upgrade the workstations here, but it's more complex to upgrade the server, so we had to send it to California. In the process, it was damaged beyond repair. So right now, we're just waiting for the shipping company to assess the damage and basically pay for the replacement of the machine. And it's just a really long, drawn-out process. And we need to have that Valentine's Day special done, like, in about 1.5 weeks so that it can make it on the air before Valentine's Day. Otherwise, it'll kind of be irrelevant.
Otherwise, you'll have Steve and I acting it out right here.
Improv.
The podcast will go to a whole new level. I can put out a really interesting little tidbit about the Valentine's special that won't really spoil anything.
Okay.
Am I allowed to?
Sure.
It was written by both John Fornoff and myself together.
Oh, yes. That is a unique element to this episode, is that it's got 2 writers. Yep.
So so we will see what happens with that, and we will see what happens with Fairlight. It is all in God's hands at this point.
Yep.
And we appreciate that because it's something we didn't want to have to stress over.
Right, right.
But season 10 will be coming up sometime thereafter.
Right. And again, you know, like I'm expecting to hear good news on the Fairlight like soon, like right away. And so as soon as we do, then we will know that, yes, for sure, season 10 will be starting the weekend of the 29th of March. And but if, you know, if we find out that Fairlight thing is going to take another 2 months, then we may have to do something creative. But we'll figure that out. We're creative.
We'll see what happens. But the plan, our plan, is to have new episodes to you by the spring. We are working on those, well, as we speak. Things are happening with those episodes, and like I said earlier, we do have Justin in some of those episodes, so there's a spoiler for you.
And you know that the season is going to start off exciting, because, I mean, just look at how season 9 ended.
Dude!
You know,
season 9 ended with huge!
Right. So there's no way that we, you know, can't make the beginning of season 10 exciting if we're picking up from that point.
Oh, yeah, right? No. It's going to be very exciting. And I can say, too, that we have had many brainstorming sessions about this season.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked, what was it, last week, like 6 hours.
Yep.
Last week about, and we did record some of those, so you might be hearing some of that in future podcasts as well.
So what other kind of like news items do we have to talk about today?
I am pretty sure that might bring us to the end of the new news for Down Gilead Lane, except, you know, if you want to mention something about in March, we're going to have something special for everybody.
In March, we're going to have something special for everybody. but I mean, since Lori and I just thought of that about 20 minutes ago, we don't want to make any huge promises.
But it's going to be very exciting.
Oh, yes.
And it's going to be huge.
One exciting piece of news that I want to use to get off that subject, but also, you know, I'm actually excited about it, is that in case you didn't know this, there is a way to subscribe to this podcast so that you will get an email notification whenever we post a new one. This idea was suggested by a message boards user who wanted to be able to just, you know, get an email to let him know whenever there was new content. Well, what he was talking about was the blog, ccfuncast.gileadlane.org. And we just thought he meant the podcast. Well, now we have it so that whenever Lori or I update the blog, put a new, you know, entry in our blog, if you have subscribed, you will get an email notification to let you know that there's something new to read on the blog.
Excellent. And we do have new things on the blog occasionally. I think I even put something in there on Christmas Day or the day after Christmas. And, you know, Steve updates far more regularly than I do, but I have some very creative ideas planned for the blog, and they're things that you won't want to miss. If you're a DGL fan, we might fill in some missing pieces for you.
That's right. Everything that you loved about the Insider, the Gilead Insider, remember that? Our newsletter.
I do
that
remember
Lori
that.
Actually,
I hold the fondest in my heart for it.
You used to write it, so I can imagine.
I did.
But everything that our listeners loved about getting that will hopefully soon be available on the Coloring Connection blog page. And, you know, there's a number of ways that people can get a hold of us and submit their questions and comments.
Yeah, because we want people to be involved in this podcast.
Right. So like Angela, who called our comment line, we would love to see a ton of people call the comment line and submit their questions and comments. And you can always email us at ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. You can go to the message boards, of course, and submit your questions there. Lori and I are always looking at the message boards. And you can even go and read our blogs and leave comments if you want.
Many
about,
ways. We have provided many opportunities. And if you'd like to share your comment with us and have it played on the podcast, we love to hear your voices. You guys hear our voices all the time.
Right.
We like to hear from you.
Please.
That number is 877-937-5397.
That's right. And all our contact stuff can be found there at the blog page as well.
Which is funcast.gileadlane.org.
Right. And vote for the episode of Down Gilead Lane that you'd like to hear in the podcast slot. We have got a survey up at the blog page right now.
And there is an ongoing discussion on what that will be on the message boards as well. People
are
deciding which ones they want, and they've got some pretty crafty reasons behind why they want some of those episodes.
Yes, so people are thinking it through.
That's right.
All right, well, I think our time is up, right, Lori?
I think so. I think we are at the end of the latest news and information from Down Gilead Lane for now.
Yes, for now. And we'll be back. Keep watching. We don't have a date on our next podcast, but sometime soon, if we've got breaking news, of course, we will break in and we'll give it to you, whatever we've got, as soon as we have it, all right? Until then, remember, I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
And every day needs a little what, Lori?
A little grace and a little hope.
There you go. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. I have to do it really loud because she's loud. Holding the phone up to her mic.
Yeah.
It's a little embarrassing to have somebody in the room with you when you do that. Usually I'm by myself.
Because usually it's just Steve and I.
Yeah, right. Okay, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.